Previously on Cliff and Kendall, Coast to Coast.
What's your favorite St. Patrick's Day food?
I thought you were going to say memory.
If it's your St. Patrick's Day memory, it undoubtedly has to do with food. So
you're right about that one.
Here they are again, Cliff and Kendall, those two big old boys from whatever.
Cliff and Kendall, two big old boys from Nashville, grew up and branched out all across America. From thousands of miles away, they reunite online and in your ear, each week bringing you bits of humanity in the form of a podcast. Ladies and gentlemen, Cliff and Kendall.
Woof!
Oh.
Well, Kendall, who Woof. Let the dogs out this week? Who let the dogs out?
I walked past the door, and my big enormous belly hit the latch and opened the door, and it let the dogs out.
So we finally know who let the dogs out. It was Kendall's fat.
It's who let the dogs out? Fat, 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 fat. Who let the dogs out? That's what happened, Cliff. That's what happened.
Kendall, why am I so
Okay, just stop right there. All we talk about is how fat we are all the time. We're talking about dogs this week, Cliff.
Dog.
Won't anybody salute the dogs?
Why won't they salute the dogs, Kendall? Why do people not even like... Some people don't even like dogs. Why is that?
I don't know. I love dogs. I have two of them. And I got some... Okay, first of all, I have some facts for you. And I got some things that you probably have always wondered about, and you never knew it. But as I tell you, you're going to be like, I always wonder why they did that. Okay, so, Cliff, there are an estimated 400 million dogs in the world. Million. And Cliff,
I always wondered that.
Not that one. This is what you always wondered. Do you know where the term or the phrase raining cats and dogs came from?
From a plague sent from our Lord Jesus upon Sodom and Gomorrah.
It was a wonderful guess, Cliff. But it started in 17th century England because during heavy rainstorms, many homeless animals would, poor things, Cliff, they would drown and float in the streets. And it would give the appearance that it actually had rained cats and dogs.
Maybe this episode will alleviate a little bit of that pain.
I hope so.
When that happens.
I hope so. I love my dogs. You know, I'm an avid dog lover.
You're a fat dog lover.
And my dogs are like my children.
Y'all, your dogs are really like your children. And see, you think that until you have children. And then you'll think differently.
Why would I ever want children? I'm just kidding.
You don't. Kendall, don't have them. Don't have them, Kendall. And when your kids grow up, I'm going to send them this episode on a disc.
Well.
And I'm going to cut out the part where you're like, I'm just kidding about children. And they'll think, my daddy didn't even want me. I was
didn't care. Well, Cliff, so many people are having 18 children.
Oh, I hate them. The sister wives, the 18 children. But what I don't hate, Kendall, I just had a Fiber One 90-calorie chocolate fudge brownie.
I did. I saw a picture of that on the blog. Now, I want to know how many are left. Because I know our listeners were looking at that blog and wondering.
Everybody obviously knows what we're talking about already. I received a box from Costco. A wonderful friend.
Oh, yeah.
Fan gave me this box of Fiber One brownies. It's 38 were in there. And there's a couple left. It'll get me through the end of this show, at least. So.
And that's about it.
Kendall, they're chasing my blues away. 20% of your daily fiber value. 3 grams of fat, 5 grams of fiber. Kendall, what could be better as a daytime snack than a Fiber One?
Fiber One, so
brownie.
Delicious. Fiber One, so delicious.
Eat one and it'll keep your colon clean.
Cliff, do you know what the term dog days of summer, who coined that?
The dog days are over. Wasn't that one of the best Glee things? And the person who coined that phrase, Kendall, was Mrs. Potter Butter Butterchurn.
No, Cliff, you're confused. She coined the phrase to coin a phrase. The ancient Greeks and Romans coined the phrase dog days of summer because they used it to describe the hottest days of summer that coincided with the rising of the dog star Sirius.
Oh.
Uh-huh. I see, you learn something new every day, Cliff.
Kendall, this is what's going to get us that PBS sweet funding.
That Peabody Award.
And our Peabody Award. God, Peabody Committee, are you out there?
I don't think they are, Cliff. I think they stopped listening.
Not. They're not. They've stopped.
Now, you know one of my dogs, Gertie, Cliff, and a lot of dogs I've had growing up, they had a little stub tail. Like they had their tails cut when they were a kid.
Oh,
you've seen those before,
right? Why would
right?
they do that?
Well, I was curious about this, and I thought, what a better time to look this up than for the dog show, Cliff. So
what better? And who better than us?
Who better?
That's what the listeners were saying. Who better to salute dogs than Cliff and Kendall?
Than
two fat bitches, Cliff and Kendall.
Cliff, the origin of amputating a dog's tail goes back to the Roman writer Lucius Camilla, and that he lived from the year 4 to the year 70 A.D., and it was the assertion that dog tail docking is what it's called. It prevented rabies. They used to think that it prevented rabies. So that's where it all started.
What idiots. And why do we still do it? Because we're stupid.
Because it's tradition and American are idiots. Americans.
Ugh. Ugh.
Ugh. Now, hold on.
Why?
Now, I want to ask you a question.
Okay, excellent.
Let me ask you a question. Now, I want to know, I know
throw me an axe bomb.
That you are not a huge animal person. Well, you're huge, but you're not a huge
person. I'm a huge person, so I am most of
and
that sentence.
I know we've told the story before, but I remember back in film school when we had our teacher, Barbara Yance, and she said,
Barbara Yance,
everybody that's a dog lover, go to the left side of the room. Everybody that's a cat lover, go to the right side of the room. And you just sit there by yourself in the middle of the room.
Yeah.
Because you
I was neither.
Hate animals, Cliff. And
because I hate them. I think that they should die. I call for a mass animal genocide.
You want to go on a shooting rampage and kill all the animals in the world. But I'm curious, what
Let
made you want to do a show about... Well, yeah,
Let
first tell me why you hate
explain.
Animals. And then tell me why you want to do a show about dogs because you hate them so much.
Love animals. And I'm practically Betty White over here. Not only because my breasts hang down to my belly button, but... I love animals, and I think that they're wonderful. When I was young, I never could go see a movie like Benji or something like that,
uh-huh.
where there was an ant or a little cute animal was in peril.
But now you put them in peril. Uh-huh.
I couldn't handle that because it was too emotional for me. Or little cute animals or robots. I couldn't stand and see them in peril.
Oh, okay.
Like Short Circuit, you know, batteries not included.
Uh-huh.
I couldn't watch those. Those were too sad too. But anyway, I love animals, but growing up, I never had a pet, anything.
Hmm.
That's sad music. How? Sarah McLachlan ought to record a commercial about me.
In the arms of the angel, fly away from him. It's so sad that you never had an animal, Cliff.
I never did. I never really wanted one. But I never had one, but... Now, and when it came to the time when Barbara Yance asked that question, who, you know, dog lovers to the left, uh-huh. cat lovers to the right, I'd never had
Bat
anything.
Bat sews to the middle.
Uh-huh. I'd never had a animal to like to become close to or anything. I feel like I'm on trial. And,
paint a picture, Cliff. I keep talking over you.
And I try. I tried to put on the glove, but there is all blood spatter and it won't fit. The glove don't fit, you must have quit. I'm making these 90s references for the people our age who are listening.
I know, modern kids are like, what the hell are you talking about a glove? Michael Jackson
and his chimp Bubbles and why I hate him. But since that college time, I had never had anything against cats or dogs, mm-hmm. but I never wanted them up on me was the thing. But
yes, I know that from when you come visit and you're like, why do they have to be in my face?
I don't like it when they're in my face, Kendall. I don't mind it. I don't mind them jumping on my lap or something like that. I don't like them being like up on my shoulders. That bothers me a lot.
I teach my dogs to lick you in the face because that's how I really like to have a dog. Right in your face. Licking you in the face.
Kendall, I would rather sleep on a toilet seat from a Kmart bathroom than have a dog lick my face all day long.
Oh, that's hilarious, Cliff.
And so I don't feel like I finished my defense.
No.
It's okay.
No,
it's been going for 12 minutes.
You hate animals, and I'm cutting you off.
I love animals. Since those times, my mom has gotten a dog, but she's had it for several years now, and I really like it. And so, when I dog sit, it sleeps at the foot of the bed.
Hey, Cliff.
Yeah, hey.
I'm just kidding. Cliff, there was this guy at a bar.
Oh, God.
And Cliff, he was just sitting there looking at his drink, and he just stayed like that for half an hour. Now, you know, I don't look at my drink. I drink them.
Drink Cliff, that drink, bitch.
This big troublemaking truck driver steps next to him, takes the drink from the guy, and he drinks it all down. And Cliff, this poor man, he starts to cry, and the truck driver, he says, "Come on, man, I was just joking. I was just joking. Here, I'll buy you another drink.
I can't
stand to see a man cry." And the guy said, "No, it's not that. This day is the worst day of my life." This is you, Cliff. First, I fell asleep.
And
I got late to my office. My boss, he was outraged. He was outraged, so he fired me. And then when I left the building, my car had been stolen. And the police said there was nothing they could do. So I got a cab to go back home. And when I left the cab, I remember that I left my wallet and my credit cards there. And the cab driver, he drove away. And he said, "Well, I got home. And when I got there, I found my wife in bed with the gardener."
Oh, God.
And so then he said, "I left home. I came to this bar. And just when I thought about putting an end to my life, you showed up and drank my poison." Cliff, that truck driver is gonna die. That's what you get for playing jokes on people. I hope that our listeners learned a lesson from that.
And that's why you don't drink other people's drinks.
Right. It could be root beer or poison. Yes.
One day, one salute to the dogs kind of day, a man walked into a dentist's office and asks how much it will cost to extract wisdom teeth.
Oh, it's expensive.
$80.
That said, damn doctor.
The dentist. Why is
he? He's went into dentistry now.
This is his brother.
Oh, okay. Okay.
DDS. That's a ridiculous amount, the man says. Ain't there a cheaper way? Well, the dentist says,
if you don't use an aesthetic, I can knock the price down to $60.
Oh.
Anesthetic, I guess.
Aesthetic.
That's what it says. Get our writers. You writers, check the damn.
Cliff, they're using shorthand. Word, they don't have time to write all the words out.
Word thing. Spell check.
The word thing. Man, you're on top of your game today, Cliff.
So,
top of your game.
I'm thinking of the dogs, Kendall.
Yes.
Ew, that's too expensive, the man says. $60, too expensive.
Okay,
says the dentist.
If I save on anesthesia and simply rip the teeth out with a pair of pliers, I can knock the price down to $20.
Oh, a back alley abortion is what this sounded like already.
Nope, moans the man. It's still too much.
Well,
says the dentist, scratching his head,
if I let one of my students do it, I suppose I can knock the price down to $10.
That's what he had to say to that. What does the doctor say about that? Oh.
Marvelous, says the man. Oh my God, Kendall, to recap, this man doesn't want to pay, he's not into anesthesia, he doesn't give a shit, he's trying to get this man down.
Oh God.
And the guy, and finally the dentist says,
$10,
and the guy says, marvelous, book my wife for next Tuesday.
Oh, what a bitch.
What
that husband
asshole
is.
Husband, Kendall.
Will anybody ever salute the wives, Cliff? That's what I'm
saying. Salute to the wives next year, Cliff and Kendall.
Cliff, Chester and Earl, they're going hunting.
Oh,
and
God.
Chester says to Earl, I'm going to send my dog out to see if there's any ducks out in the pond. And if there aren't any ducks, I'm not taking my ass out there. So he sends the dog out to the pond. The dog comes back and he barks twice. And Chester says, well, I'm not going to go out. He says there's only two dogs out there. And Earl, he says, you're going to take that dog's bark for the truth? And Earl, He just doesn't believe it, Cliff, so he goes to look for himself. When he gets back, he says, I don't believe it. Where did you get that dog? There really are two ducks out there. So, Chester says, well, I got him from a breeder up the road, and if I can get you one, too. So Earl goes to the breeder and says he wants a dog like the one his friend Chester has, and the breeder obliges, and Earl brings the dog home, tells it to go out and look for ducks, and minutes later, the dog returns, Cliff. He has a stick in his mouth, and he starts humping on Earl's leg. Now, Earl is outraged, and he takes the dog back to the breeder, and he says, this dog is a fraud. I want my money back. But Cliff, the breeder, asks Earl, he said, well, what did the dog do? And Earl says, well, he sent the dog out to look for ducks, came back, went with his mouth, stick in his mouth, started humping my leg. And the breeder says, Earl, all he was trying to do was tell you that there are more f***ing ducks out there than you can shake a stick at.
Oh,
Cliff,
no.
That is a smart-ass dog.
Why won't anybody salute him?
Because we are saluting him right now. I salute that dog.
College teacher.
Yes.
A college teacher. Can you believe it, Kendall? She reminds her class of tomorrow's final exam.
Oh, I hate that.
Now, class, I won't tolerate any excuses for you not being here tomorrow. I might consider a nuclear attack or a serious personal injury or illness or a death in your immediate family. But that's it. No other excuses whatsoever, which are quite a lot of excuses if you ask me. And there's a smart ass guy. He's going to show his ass in class day. Smart ass in the back of the room raised his hand and asked, well, what would you say if tomorrow I said I was suffering from complete and utter sexual exhaustion? Okay. Oh. The entire class is reduced to laughter and snickering.
Uh-huh.
Low brow kind of clown.
Stuff like we do.
Oh, God. Kendall, when silence is restored, the teacher smiles knowingly at the student, shakes her head, and sweetly says, well, I guess you'd have to write the exam with your other hand.
Oh.
Bitch, asshole, smart ass in the back of the room.
That was little Johnny all grown up, Cliff.
Oh, God.
Now, Cliff, this wife says to her husband, she says the car
won't. Salute her. Salute the wives.
She said the car won't start. I think there's water in the carburetor. And the husband, Cliff, scornfully, he said, how do you know that? You don't even know what a carburetor is.
Oh, bitch. Asshole.
So the wife said, I'm telling you, I'm sure there is water in the carburetor. And the husband says, well, we'll see, as he mocked his wife. And he says,
woman.
He said, let me check it out, you fucking bitch. Where's the car? And the wife, Cliff, she says, it's in the swimming pool.
Oh! Women drivers scandal.
This is a feminist-loving episode, Cliff.
It is. Kendall, speaking of ladies, there was a lady picking through the frozen turkeys at the grocery store.
Oh.
But she couldn't find one big enough for her family.
Oh, for her vagina.
She asked a stock boy. She said, did these turkeys get any bigger? And this quick-witted stock boy replied, no, ma'am. They're dead, you dumb bitch.
Oh, see, he must be an asshole, too.
What an asshole, Kendall. Why in joke world are they in a bad mood
now,
today
Cliff,
in joke world?
I have one final joke, and it involves one of our favorite people. Now, Cliff, a teacher says, okay, class, we're going to play a game today. I want everyone to give me a sentence with the word perhaps in it. Now, Claude says, perhaps if we are good, the teacher won't give us any homework. And the teacher says, very good, Claude. And then Mary says,
Claude.
The sky is very dark.
Kiss
perhaps
ass.
It's going to rain. And the teacher says, very good, Mary. Well, then, Cliff, who do you think she called on?
Little Johnny.
Little Johnny. She called him in the back. I don't know why she called on him. She must have been new.
Why?
And Johnny said, yesterday when I got home from school, my sister and her music teacher both had their pants down to their ankles. Perhaps they were going to pee on the piano.
Kendall, speaking of little Johnny, he finished his summer vacation and he went back to school.
Oh.
And 2 days later, his teacher phoned his mama to tell her that, guess what, little Johnny was misbehaving.
Oh, of course.
Wait a minute. Mama said, she said, I had Johnny with me for 3 months and I never called you once when he misbehaved.
Oh, bitch.
They won't teach him the proper ways, maybe Kendall. They're caught up in red tape.
Maybe she could take that energy and insult the teacher or the whoever the hell it was and teach him the proper ways.
Rearing her child. I blame the parents, Kendall. Don't blame the children.
Cliff,
blame
I'm going to take a break and I'm going to look up how to teach Johnny the proper ways. And I'm going to write his mother a very stern letter.
Yeah, do it.
So we'll be right back after this.
Yeah, sure.
Hey. Don't go anywhere. Cliff and Kendall will be right back after this.
My dog's faster than your dog. My dog's bigger than yours. My dog's better because he gets kennel ration. My dog's better than yours.
Kennel ration. The lean red meat he wants, the other good things he needs. Juicy, tender, and moist.
My dog's prettier, smarter, taller. My dog's better than yours.
Kennel ration.
Excuse the audio on this commercial, but Mr. Snodbottom spilled a whole cup of Metamucil all over the controls here in the booth right before I recorded it. So let me just start off and say I hear you. I'm anticipating everything that you're gonna say, okay?
You're saying,
hey, fatsoes, here's a whole show about dogs. Where the fizzity fizzle is my show about cats?
Well,
bitch, it is coming next week when Cliff and Kendall salute the cats. Oh, if you thought Kendall loved pussy before, well, brother, you best get ready to see what he's bringing next week. You're gonna love it.
And now back to the show.
Well, I got an old dog and I call him Green. He's the sickest looking lurcher that you've ever seen. Now my old doggy can't do a darn thing. When I shout to him, fetch, he refuses to bring. He's got a skin complaint, he's a real smelly mutt. He's grown a streak of anger and he bit me in the butt. He's gone barking mad, he's following his tail. Once he could have caught it, but now he's going to fail.
All right, Cliff, we're back. Sorry, I got choked right as we were coming back.
You're choked up about dogs. Kendall, tell us a dog story from your youth.
Oh, from my youth. Well, a sad one or a happy one?
Either one. Kendall, you can take it. You can take us there. We're your friends.
Do I have to pay for this therapy session?
Okay.
Well, Cliff, I used to have this dog when I was a kid. It was the first dog we ever had, and her name was Sugar. And for whatever reason, as a child, I could not say the word sugar. But somehow I felt...
Idiot.
I was a fat idiot. Thanks for the support. I feel the moral support already. So, for some reason, I would call this dog, and don't laugh, I called this dog Foogie. So we had this dog named Foogie. And I don't know, for some reason, whatever, one day it got out and got hit by a car, and I was so sad. And that was my first experience with death, Cliff. And ever since, I've so loved death and wanted it to come sooner. That's my childhood dog story.
Because you'll be reunited with Foogie.
I will be reunited with Foogie or Sugar. I would ask you, but I know you don't have any childhood dog stories.
I don't have any.
But I will say, Cliff, that did you know petting dogs has proven to lower your blood pressure? Did you know that?
Wow. I wonder if you can subscribe as a doctor, like so many dog pets.
Oh, if I became a doctor, Cliff, I would say, I'm going to write you a prescription for a couple of dog petting sessions. That's what I would do.
I think of a lot of things I'd prefer you subscribe to me than, or prescribe to me.
I can think of some.
You're going to subscribe to me like Time Magazine.
Or Irritable Bowel Gazette.
Irritable Bowel Gazette, where Mr. Snodbottom was just named Man of the Year.
What a lovely honor to him. I know he's excited about that. What a
lovely honor. I'm glad that he's doing so well in his twilight year.
I am too.
He always gets so mad. He gets so mad when I say it's his twilight
year. Well, it's because of us. We've elevated him to success.
Because we're helping out his health.
We are. Because he's been petting so many dogs, Cliff, around the podcasting booth. Now, did you know? Now, I don't know if you knew there was such controversy and debate around The Wizard of Oz and Dorothy's pet, Toto. Did you know, Cliff, that scholars have argued over the metaphysical interpretation of her dog, Toto? And one theory postulates that Toto represents Anubis, the dog-headed Egyptian god of death, because Toto consistently keeps Dorothy from safely returning home. Did you know there was such a debate around Toto?
I thought there was more to that sentence.
Okay. We're not in Kansas anymore, Toto.
I did not know that there was... that. We, on our Make Out with Controversy show, how did we miss the whole Toto?
Well, I wanted,
I don't know how we could. I mean, that's a whole show in itself.
I wanted to say something for this show, Cliff. And I got one more fact for you before we go into our next segment.
Okay.
Did you know? Do you know who owned the most dogs ever?
Anubis, the Egyptian
no, Cliff.
God of dogs.
Kublai Khan owned 5,000 mastiffs. Oh, it was pretty stupid, Cliff. And so
people are withdrawing their subscriptions.
Kendall's stupid question. Are you ready for some stupid questions, Cliff?
Kendall, I got them. I'm not even going to think. This is going to be like a Rorschach test. You're going to show it to me, and I'm going to say, bat flying over a corpse. And well, that's just...
I hope that you take a moment, because we need to fill a little bit
take
of time.
Take a moment.
All right, Cliff. What is the funniest story you've ever heard about your grandparents?
About my grandparents? Oh, well, one thing, my grandmother, she was real... She is real feisty, and she,
she is feisty.
She didn't do that, but she...
Should I remind you about the Rorschach test you promised us? About 5 seconds ago.
You're the one who's like, take time, stretch it out.
Yeah, take a moment, not 5 hours. Back in 1927.
All the rest of our guests have canceled. We need to fill the rest of that.
Yeah.
She was real in your face kind of lady.
Just and, like you.
Yeah.
Apple doesn't fall far from the tree.
Very, very similar, as you would say.
Similar. I haven't said that in like 12 years. Go ahead.
She ordered a hamburger at a restaurant and there was no pickle. And she was mighty peeved that there was no pickle on this hamburger. And so she, in no uncertain terms, let the waiter know about her displeasure at not receiving
about the pickle
a
displeasure.
Pickle. And yeah, and so the waiter, he came back and he brought her this whole big plate full of pickles. Like, it's kind of like a look at this bitch kind of a thing.
Oh, what a lovely story, Cliff.
It was funny.
No, I'm just kidding. It was lovely. It was really funny.
It was a story.
It was a story. I didn't ask. I just asked for a story. All right, Cliff.
You did not specify heartwarming or anything.
Now, I know what your answer probably will be to this, but Cliff, okay. Would you rather be smarter, more athletic, or better looking?
Better looking?
Uh-huh, I thought so.
What would you choose? Smarter?
Oh, bitch!
Not because you need to
asshole.
Be, but just...
I quit like the show. Mr. Snodbottom? Mr. Snodbottom, could you shut this down? I'm done.
Now, boys, you host nicely, all right? No more fights.
No, but, you know, that's like the, I would choose to be smarter because it would be so altruistic to helping of mankind.
Cliff,
I could build a
I
better,
would rather be a dumb chess player and be better looking than any of those, please, please, please.
Oh,
a skinny,
yeah,
good-looking idiot is what I strive to be.
Oh, yeah. Who the f*** cares?
Who, yeah.
Smart?
All right, Cliff.
Give me a goddamn break.
What's the most extravagant thing you've ever purchased for yourself? Other than a prostitute.
Other than that, cheap Mexican Zac Efron equivalent.
Zac Efron impersonator.
I don't know. I mean, I bought... Oh, well, probably is like extravagant. Because like computer is pretty useful when you're a podcasting megastar.
Well,
like
I mean, that's part of our job, Cliff.
That is. That's my favorite part of the job, other than helping people.
Yes.
Well, probably I bought... When I was working for the lawyers at the beginning of our podcast, I felt like I was rich most of the time because I didn't do anything but blog for our show and watch Kathy Griffin on YouTube.
Yes.
But I did that, but I did it more under my breath.
I hope so.
The lawyers didn't hear
and
me.
That's why you're not at the lawyer's office anymore.
Anyway, I bought a $600 video camera because I thought I'm a filmmaker and I've got movies inside
me. I have to express myself, damn it.
That are busting out. And
something's busting out.
It's been sporadically very useful, but it's probably, you know, that was pretty extravagant
yeah.
to buy. For that, right. For as much use as I put into it. And that's a whole chapter in my audiobook of my memoirs coming out.
My video camera, chapter 16. And Cliff, I have one final question for you. Humdinger, who knew? Who knew dogs would be such a great
woof.
Episode, Cliff?
Woof!
What's your favorite ride at an amusement park, Cliff? And no, Zac Efron's disco stick is not an amusement park ride.
Kendall, I went over to my mom's house the other night. Guess she was watching Lord of the Rings, and what did I say when I first walked in the door? Oh,
banned from the show.
Baggins. Oh, okay.
Banned from the show. What is your favorite ride?
Can I be honest with you?
Oh, God. When are you not honest with me?
If you listened back about 30 seconds ago.
God. Were you photoing your Baggins or something?
No. My chair. When you're so fat, sometimes you sit on a chair and it breaks. My chair. Listen to this, everybody. It broke. Here it is. I'm picking it up. I'm going to take a picture and put it on the blog.
And now, for an instant replay of Cliff's chair breaking in half under his enormous weight.
Oh, Brodo! His...
And now, back to our show.
And this is my chair.
And Cliff, that
it
is
broke.
Why...
The whole back of it has fallen off, Kendall. My chair is broken.
That is why our listeners love us, because we are real. We are honest with our listeners, and we tell them when something happens like that. We don't keep it in.
Kendall, we got to end the show quick. My back, I have no support anymore. It is falling off.
Well, then tell me what your fucking favorite ride is at an amusement park, and we'll end this segment forever.
The Tower of Terror at California Adventure. What's yours?
Lovely. Pirates of the Caribbean at Disney.
I was going to say, or Pirates of the Caribbean would probably be my other one.
That is my favorite ride. Oh, Cliff. Whew.
I love it. Kendall, Jesus,
I feel unhealthy from all the laughing we did during that segment.
Kendall, nevermore have I wished that this was a video
Hark
show.
The Raven, nevermore.
Because I'm holding the back of my chair right now. It is a jagged piece of wood. If I were on Buffy the Vampire Slayer, I could obliterate dozens of vampires with a jagged piece of wood that has come from this chair. And Kendall, that's no joke, and I think it's going to be healthy. It's going to help my posture.
That's no joke, Cliff. It's time for our segment, For the Health of It.
For the Health of It. Oh,
that's
Jesus.
No joke.
Kendall, why did this happen to me live on the air?
I don't. Well, that's when else would it happen, Cliff? We are all about being real on this show. We're keeping it real.
Keeping it real.
Now, Cliff, my first health tip is this. And it's okay. A very common thing that you've heard your entire life. And there are some, and this is common sense, but it needs to be said, Cliff. Drink 8 ounces of water a day. And let me tell you how to do this, okay?
Eight-ounce glasses?
Eight ounces of water. Yes, eight ounces of water a day, Cliff.
Yeah. Why won't they do it, Kendall? Why will the average fat man in America not do it?
Well, because they don't do what I'm about to tell you. Here's how you can make sure that you do this every day, Cliff. You can keep a log. You can add some lemon juice. And if you just have... What's so funny about that?
Why not mix vegetables into your recipes?
Well, if you hate the taste of water, I'm trying to help out the fatsoes, Cliff.
You're trying to help out, Kendall. Why not some Crystal Light?
You could do some Crystal Light. You could try some club soda. And now, this is something we should, abide
by,
Cliff.
If people don't like water, club soda is terrible.
Well, I think it's terrible, but I know some people that like it. And some people, it might be better for them than water. I don't know. But you can... Cliff, this is something we should have abided by our entire life. If you are hungry, sometimes you should drink some more water because a lot of times you're just dehydrated.
Yeah, Kendall, that's what my dad always said. But then I said, screw you, I want some Nutty Bars.
A burrito. Cliff, you can carry a water bottle with you. And remember, when you're working out, drink more water because your body needs it.
Oh, Kendall, I think people should eat a variety of fruits, vegetables, and whole grains every day.
They should.
I think that what I think in my own personal manifesto is I think people should limit foods and drinks high in calories, sugar, salt, fat, and, it says writers wrote alcohol. I'm going to disagree with that part.
I was about to say, as I'm drinking a sugary alcoholic drink.
Kendall, they should eat a balanced diet. You should, too, keep your healthy weight.
If you eat a balanced diet, maybe your body will be balanced, but mine's not. I'm top heavy.
it's top heavy. It's like a melting, disgusting ice cream cone and flab. Up there.
And Cliff, also, something else you can do to be healthy is to take vitamins. Now, a lot of people don't realize that. You can take that. A lot of people don't realize that vitamins can help you with a lot of things that you take prescribed medicines for. Like, for instance, I take B3 a lot, and I swear to God, it stops you. It makes me not be able to talk. It stops your anxiety and depression a lot. It feels like you're taking Zoloft or something. But vitamin A can help your eyesight. Vitamin B helps your nervous system. Vitamin C, your immune system, and vitamin D is strong bones and teeth. What are you laughing at? I'm trying to help our listeners, Cliff.
Kendall, I'm if laughing you don't because care about the our Peabody listeners. Committee is not starting up a petition to get us on this year's list.
If you don't care about our
honorees.
Listeners, I will hold the thought. But if you care about the listeners, then you should let me tell them to take vitamin E, because that fights toxins.
Well, they should.
They should.
I don't know why they don't.
Take your vitamins, damn it.
No, I was thinking about how my chair broke in a few minutes
if
ago.
If you'd have been taking your vitamins, Cliff, that might not happen.
Fat people. Can I get a witness? I think people need to be active for at least 2.5 hours a week, if you ask me. I think that you should include activities that raise your breathing and heart rates and that strengthen your muscles. I mean, help kids and teens be active for at least 1 hour a day. It's the least us adults can do. We should include activities that raise their breathing and heart rates and that strengthen their muscles and bones.
Can we just clarify that eating an entire cake is not being active? But laughing for an entire half an hour at the Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast show, that raises your heart rate and that makes you active.
Oh, yeah.
So, in theory, listening to Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast is good for your health.
In theory, Kendall, we are the exception that proves that rule.
In practice, Cliff.
Oh, Kendall, our listeners are going to be so much healthier for listening to this show.
They're going to love dogs, and they're going to be healthy. That's all the tips I have for being healthy.
That's all the tips I've got, Kendall. I think that people are... They're on the right track now.
They're on the right track. They are turning over a new leaf because they're worried
they
if they don't, they might not hear the next 500 episodes to come from Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast.
What will they do next week when we salute cats?
When I said 500 episodes, I may have just given someone a heart attack.
You should be of happiness.
heart attack of happiness.
You gave him a happiness attack. And that's when sad, they thought Cliff. Of like, oh my God, 500 more episodes. My life is set.
And that's sad.
It is sad. Somehow. It's sad because they should email us at cliffandkendall@yahoo.com and we'll talk to them. We'll give them even more, 500 more reasons to live.
I will personally make a list of 500 reasons to listen to our show. Now, if they want to check out more about dogs, Cliff, they can go to cliffandkendall.com, cliffandkendall.blogspot.com, facebook.com/cliffandkendall. They can email us, as you said, at cliffandkendall@yahoo.com. They can check us out at twitter.com/cliffandkendall, or they can call us on our fat line at 818-308-4FAT. Leave us a message, which we will play on the show.
Oh, sure, Kendall. Oh, God!
Yes.
That quote was said by our listeners as they listened to every episode.
Yes.
Because my husband and I, you didn't even know I was married. My husband and I.
No, it's new information to me.
We're either going to buy a dog or have a child. We can't decide whether to ruin our carpets or ruin our lives.
Oh.
And that was said. Take that, kids. Rita Rudner.
Won't anybody salute the kids, Cliff?
Well, no, we will not. We'll salute the wives.
There is no psychiatrist in the world like a puppy licking your face. That's Ben Williams. I love it, Cliff. That's the best therapy in the world.
Kendall, the more people I meet, the more I like my dog. And that was said by an unknown Arthur.
Well, amen to that unknown Arthur. And this unknown Arthur said, my goal in life is to be as good of a person my dog already thinks I am. Because my dog thinks I'm wonderful, Cliff.
What an idiot.
What
dog.
A bitch.
Oh, Kendall, people are saying no. Please don't stop.
Can you believe the show is over already? I can't believe it.
People are saying, why does this show ever have to end?
I feel like we've only touched the surface of dogs and we're already 40 minutes in.
We've never gone deeper on any subject than we went today.
Take us home, Cliff, before we start delving into other animals.
Never have we probed so far.
Oh,
take me
you've
home.
Been probed.
Doggy roads to a I'm Cliff.
Where's the show gone? I'm Kendall. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you here next week.
Oh, we love you, or as Scooby Dooby Doo Doo would say, there's an Astro. That was more Astro from the Jetsons. Oh, God.
God, I'm leaving.
Thanks for listening to today's podcast. Cliff and Kendall will be here next time. Keep the emails coming in and be sure to subscribe. And for more sass, visit cliffandkendall.com.
Let's hear it for the
This is Mr. Snodbottom here. I'd just like to inform you that this episode of Cliff and Kendall, Coast to Coast, was dedicated in loving memory of Kendall's childhood pooch, Foogie, who's now up in heaven chasing cars and burying bones in Jesus' backyard.
Now Rancid Old Green is taken to his bed. He hadn't scratched for days, I think he must be dead. Now my old dog's all skin and bone, and the flies they are coming for to carry him home. He's got a skin complaint, a real smelly mutt. He's grown a streak of anger and he bit me in the butt. Gone barking mad, he's following his tail. Well, once he could have caught it, but now he's gonna fail. Well, I got an old dog and his name is If you call back tomorrow, he won't be seen. If you call back tomorrow, he won't be seen. If you call back tomorrow, he won't be seen. Goodbye, old dog. Woof, woof.